On this Wednesday morning, another election day yesterday, more primaries, although Ohio postponed its primary election at the last minute. So there were three states voting last night. It was Arizona, Florida, and Illinois. Joining us right now to talk about those presidential primaries is elections analyst from 538, Jeffrey Skelly. Jeffrey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
The momentum continues, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. He won pretty sweeping victories last night, you know, about 40 points in Florida, 23 or so in Illinois. Arizona looks a little closer, though. We're still waiting for some more votes there that could increase his lead, as Arizona has a ton of mail-in balloting. So a lot of the vote there was particularly early. So Bloomberg has like 10% still.
as Joe Biden, though, continues to gain momentum, a lot of people are starting to say maybe it's time for Bernie Sanders to think about stepping away. That's not likely to happen, though, is it?
You know, I can't read the senator's mind, but I can see him sticking around. I was talking to somebody earlier this morning, and there's a good point that with this health crisis because of the coronavirus,
yeah,
you know, maybe Sanders wants to stay in and make the case that, you know, our healthcare system wasn't ready for this and we should have Medicare for all. You know, I could see him trying to use that as, you know, making his pitch and sticking around. But at the same time, I think the other thing that's probably weighing on his mind is if he keeps losing and losing badly,
yeah,
does that reflect poorly on his message? Is it bad for your brand, quote unquote, you could even say? And if he's losing by 20, 30 points consistently, you wonder about that reflecting negatively on him. And so I think that's the other consideration of why it's not out of the realm of possibility that he would drop out fairly soon.
Yeah, 50-50. I mean, it's a really tough decision to make and a tough call, and not one that I would want to make, especially in these circumstances where, you know, these candidates can't hold rallies right now. You know, they will at some point, but we don't know when. And so that really throws a big question mark over the entire election, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, we've got multiple states delaying their presidential primary elections. And in some cases, that means they're also delaying their primaries for down ballot offices that were scheduled to go at the same time. It's a messy situation where normal campaign activities can't be carried out. And, you know, for Sanders specifically, thinking about him, you know, a big part of his appeal has been, a big part of his campaign operation has been these very large rallies.
Yep.
And he clearly loves doing them, and they're, you know, they're just not possible right now, and it's unclear if they'll be possible again in this primary.
So how does that make your job more complicated as an elections analyst and a predictor of what's going to happen? It really does make it difficult to know what's the likely scenario in the weeks and months ahead.
Yeah, you know, one of the helpful things, at least so far, is that I'm not sure that I'm not sure that polls are necessarily off because of this situation. I think we'll have to see, and obviously there's going to be a lot of discussion moving forward about increased mail-in balloting in states that don't have a lot of that because of, you know, concerns about the coronavirus. And, you know, maybe that's going to affect who is truly a likely general election voter. But we have a lot of time to make changes to, you know, thinking about the November general election. So I'm not really sure that I'm worried yet about the coronavirus necessarily affecting our ability to understand what's happening in the election. But it's out there as a lurking possibility. I mean, I think for the primary, it's, you know, given Biden's big lead, it's not that big of a problem. But if it does start to affect the general election in some ways, that's, you know, that would obviously be a concern.
Right. Yeah. And that's, I think that's what a lot of people are going to be looking at as time goes on. What's on the horizon? What are the next states that will be holding primaries?
So we actually have a bit of a break here because Georgia postponed its March 24th primary back to May. And so actually the next set of contests, there are three party run events. So they're not caucuses. These used to be caucus states. But so they're basically party-run primaries on Saturday, April 4th, and they seem to be moving toward all mail-in balloting instead of doing any in-person part. And those are in Alaska, Hawaii, and Wyoming. Wyoming actually was going to have a caucus, but they have shifted gears okay. because of what's going on.
Right.
And then the next true primary, sort of state-run, you know, big turnout event is Wisconsin on April 7th. And, you know, Sanders did win Wisconsin by more than 10 points in 2016. So maybe, you know, if he's going to stick around, that would be a contest. I think he'd need to win it or, you know, something like that to change the conversation.
Be interesting to see what happens next. Jeffrey, we really appreciate the analysis. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. Bye now.